Hey everyone, today we're going to demonstrate the Casio CTK7000 keyboard. It's a pretty big keyboard, it has a bunch of keys. Let's see, I got this back in 2011. So I've had this keyboard for a hell of a long time. This thing takes, I think, D batteries or something like that, but it also can plug in. I have it plugged in right now. So we're going to turn it on. And first thing you'll hear is the piano, obviously. So let's take a look at the other instruments. We've got other keyboards. And we got the organ. Some pretty good sound. Just let's take a look at the sounds first. Got the little... Dominic the Donkey. You got some nice bass sounds. Xylophone. We got stuff like that. Let's see. Let's take a look at the organs. Actually. Instrument like this. It's got the same. Alright, so let's do, nice sound here. Oh, these are the cool instruments. All right, so let's see what else we heard. We got these clarinet. Let's take a look at the synthesizers. See these nice synthesizers. Now we get into the sawtooths and all that. This is what I usually use when I play the talk box. The only thing I don't like is how reverb it is on this thing. Maybe I can change it, but... That's an interesting one. Yeah, we have pretty good synth. Alright, so let's see, what else do you have? Strings here. let's see what else do we have. We got, you know, the cool thing about this, so listen to this. So it's very wavy, so if I do this, if I have it up, it's loud. Like that. Very loud. So, got this choir. Alright, so, we have the synthesizers. Let's do, the xylophone and all the jazz instruments. Now we're talking about instruments from other countries there. Now let's go to the drums. So we're going to go to... Well, first let's do the other instruments there. Oh wait, no, did I do the bass yet? I don't think I've done the bass. Yeah, let's do the bass. I haven't done the bass yet. Let's do more bass. There's a guitar. Now we're gonna move up to the synth bass. Yeah, very synth bass. Yeah. Alright, so let's do go to the drums. So I'm gonna show you the drums. Maybe you've heard the drums. Yeah, so let's start with the basic drum, acoustic drums. To the rock drummers or whatever those, and these sound like older drums, from like the 80s, mid 80s, don't you think? Listen, very old 80s style drum, that drum machine. And this to me seems like a hip hop drum machine because it's got the. Alright, let's go to the other drum machine. Just got some punch to it. Alright. Now these are the boomers. Just so you know the sound of these. Now these sound like the 808 drum machines. My name is Brassy Whitey and I'm really cool foul and I like to do some cool really stuff, you know. It has these. Let's do the other. This one's cool too. a house set. Or if we could do a trance set like this. Yeah. Let's do the brush sound. This is like jazz. Like very brush sounds for like jazz. Alright, so let's take a look at the styles that this thing makes. The demos and the songs and the styles. So we're gonna do this. Soft here. We can change it to... And of course we can change the chord. And we can also choose what songs we can do with these. Start it, we can hit the button on the left. And if we want to choose another style, we can slow it down a little bit. Seems like more of a jazz combo or a movie. Now I have it at C chord, which I can change it. Let's see, I can also do the, and the end you can, before you have this. Yeah, so you have all these things in the demo. And I think I want to change to a faster, let's see. Let's do this. I want to change the song style to, let's do, yeah, we gonna rock this party tonight, I don't know, maybe I called this some dance. EDM, baby. Let's do, yeah, this style is cool because it has some kind of jazz in there. So let me play. Yeah, it really is cool. Let's stop the track by hitting that, the fourth button. Oh yeah, and not only that, the bass on this thing is dope. Listen to how dope this bass is. So I'm gonna stop it, but you know, I'm just gonna... Like that bass, especially the speaker. The speakers are look like subwoofers. They're pretty big speakers. Both of them left and right. And, but there's so many sounds and styles that this thing can play, but I think this audio recording would be a real long one, trying to go over a lot of these styles that this CTK-7000 can do. But really, these demo styles and all these other stuff are really good. Would love to put those through Suno or Yu-Gi-Oh! And change them. I think that'd be really dope. So, lastly, I want to talk about the fact that this you can record songs on this CTK-7000. I think you can have an SD card slot if you want to store them, but you can record them. These are some of my test recordings because I see these are. I'm going to show you some of the recordings. These are some of the recordings that I tried out because I didn't know how to use it at first, so it was kind of sloppy. And that's just because I was hitting the buttons and I didn't know which one was recording. I didn't know if it was still recording or not, so I guess. So, alright. But, alright, so let's see what this one is. Yeah, these are all that I recorded just by, because I didn't, sometimes it's hard to tell if it's recording or not, for a blindy perspective. Alright, let's see. Yeah, I made this little drum beat, hip-hop drum beat. Now I gotta try to add some other elements. Yeah, my name is Bryce Weiser. I got a new phone, it's the 16 Pro Max, and I think it's really cool because it has Apple Intelligence on it, and I really think it's cool. And if y'all don't, y'all crazy. Some people scared because they think AI is terrible, but I like it because I can do all the shit that I do with it, and I like it, baby. Hey, that actually went pretty well. But, yeah, I gotta add something else to that song. I really gotta know how to do the, use the recording feature more. Figure out how to use all that. You know, there's so much in the buttons to hit on this. I made that one a long time ago. I think last year or this year. I was changing the instruments. Yes, it's interesting. Some of these recordings that I've done with it. I must not have realized it was still recording. Yeah, you can have this thing has a pitch bend, so you can change the pitch of it. It has a pitch bend. Thank you. on this recording is interesting. That recording was interesting, and let's see, is that it? Yeah, that's it for the recordings. And I think you can also attach a microphone to it and sing through it in the recordings, because there's a microphone mic volume on this thing too. Of course, the keyboard volume and the mic volume, so you have all of these things you can do with it. Because, yeah, you can record your songs with it, and, think of it like a studio, like, using a DAW, or digital workstation, except this is recording from a keyboard, and then if you have an SD card, it will store these recordings to the SD card. So, that's neat. Now, I don't know, how much it is, especially back then, but I think it's on places like eBay or other places. It isn't on Amazon, I already checked, so if you're thinking it's on Amazon, the CTK Casio 7000 keyboard is not available to purchase as of right now on Amazon.com. But... what I do is I have my TalkBox plugged into the keyboard, so I like to use the player. It's the TalkBox. I would like to use the Roland or the Mini Nova or any of the keyboard just for the TalkBox, and use this keyboard for everything else. So anyway, like I said, this thing has a pitch bender, and I can also do this. Yeah, and yeah, it has pretty nice sound and such styles. I have a couple favorites that I've played, and there's a lot more styles in there. If you want me to do more audio recordings of the demo styles and stuff of the CTK 7000, I'll definitely do that. Just put that in the comments if you want more demo songs and styles of the CTK 7000. I mean, I've demonstrated all the styles you can play with, but I mean the styles in the demo songs. Because I mean, I showed a couple, but there's probably a lot more. I know for a fact there's a lot more, but so. If you want more, then comment that down below, and I'll try to make another one where I demonstrate more demo songs with different styles, if you like that. So, if you have one, let me know if you have one, if you recognize some of these songs and sounds and stuff from the CTK 7000, let me know. I want to know if you have this keyboard or not, or if you want one, I'd like to make a sound font from that, and then because I think it'd be dope to have a whole sound font of this keyboard, you know. So that way, if I ever got rid of it, I'd have it on a sound font. So, that's it for this little recording. See you guys next time.